recovery, relief, right side up. Everyone I've talked with since the inauguration says how eerily calm they feel. Is this how it is with you? Some say it's as if a great burden has lifted, or they feel hope again, but didn't realize they had lost it. One person said if they had to choose between COVID-19 or 4 more years of him, they might choose the virus. What an extraordinary statement. This morning an image came to mind. We've been upside down for 4 years in a place where facts are lies, lies are truth, leadership is missing, deaths are denied, friends are foes, total war replaced dialogue, and the Constitution was being shredded. As a way to cope, I normalize this madness. I'm afraid it may take me quite a while to get used to being right side up again. Maybe it's a little bit like walking on land after being weeks at sea. You are happy to return, but the solid ground has you temporarily unsteady. I'm also amazed at how fast something as dramatic as the Capitol invasion has left center stage. Just a week later, with the departure of the rebel kingpin to his Florida bunker and the installation of an amazingly normal POTUS, my indignation and fury have evaporated. I want to get on with a normal life. Just give me peace, calm, and hope. Give me problem-solving and progress over scorched-earth tribalism. Like my friends who didn't realize they'd lost hope until they found it again, I feel I'm no longer leaning into the last administration's fire hose, constant assault. Could we possibly return to a world where things are what they seem, where leaders speak the truth, where people we elect to represent us actually do that? Just writing this feels weird. We truly have come through an Alice in Wonderland world and back through the mirror. I'm looking forward to enjoying normal again. As a child, I enjoyed being spun on the playground swing, then standing up and falling over with giddiness, then the pleasure of recovery. I'm enjoying my recovery now. These feelings are probably overly optimistic. The general consensus is that the anger of the 74 million may increase. Perhaps now is a temporary reprieve before we return to ongoing assaults from tribal politicians, alienated and enraged citizens, and our unregulated social media. Another possibility is that leadership counts, that unifying actions above may pull for unity below. Our past leader turned us upside down. Our present leader may, just possibly, right the ship. How is this for you? Where are you? Please let me know. As always, I appreciate your feedback, ideas, and suggestions. Thank you. Me, Barry Feagan.